You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. The city of San Luis Obispo is not taking any chances that St. Patrick's Day partiers could get out of hand. However, this year's celebration is expected to be more tame than years past. Don't expect to hear these traditional Irish sounds from the Central Coast Pipes and Drums in downtown San Luis Obispo this year. The group that has annually entertained crowded bars is taking this year off. The group's pipe major, Paul Dunn, says they don't want to encourage the college student party atmosphere following this month's roof collapse. Dunn says they plan to perform in downtown Arroyo Grande instead. The San Luis Obispo Police Department says they're going with a full deployment plan for both daytime and nighttime shifts. Essentially, that means any officer that is available to work will be working. Captain Chris Daly says this year's holiday falls midweek, which should play into keeping some measure of calm in the city.
We expect that it'll probably be one of the quieter St. Patrick's Days because of all the different circumstances, including the fact that it is finals week. So we don't anticipate that it's going to be as busy as some that we've had that are closer to the weekend and or on the weekend.
DUI patrols will be increased in a number of Central Coast communities as well. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.